DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. You can always get a hold of us. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Send us a note. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
So, okay. Tara says, do you mind if I slide into your DMs a sec?
Not at all, Tara.
Basically, I'm wanting to know if you think I should give my boyfriend another chance or cut my losses and move on.
Okay.
You see, I knew my boyfriend long before we became a couple. We were acquaintances for years. I was even familiar with two previous relationships he was in. I also was aware he cheated on both those girls.
Oh.
It's been 3 years since that last relationship, and I had no interest in dating him for the longest time because I knew of his dating past. But he pursued me relentlessly for over 2 years and tried to do everything he could to convince me that he had changed. Mm. We dated for 4 months here and there. I've really grown to like him a lot, and I'm starting to believe that he has changed. He told me that he would like for us to be official and exclusive. I told him on one condition. I get full access to his phone and that he shares his location with me.
Ooh.
He asked me to give him a day to think about it. He told me it was terms he thought were actually damaging to building a trusting relationship. Mm. I tried to appear calm when he told me his decision, and I immediately wondered if my request was unfair and too demanding.
Mm.
Doesn't even sound like we will even date anymore. I guess with our positions, what's the point?
Hmm.
Should I relent my position and take a chance on love and a relationship with this guy, or did I do the right thing?
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, I do understand that, yes, trust is something that's very important in a relationship. You got to be able to trust your partner. And
I think out the gate, her demands are kind of showing him, I don't trust you.
Yeah. You know, I know, I get what she was saying, though, where his past has kind of built a hill for her to climb to get back to trusting him fully, you know?
Yes.
Is there a way to compromise? Like, can you say, all right, well, I get that, but so maybe not access to your phone, but maybe we just turn location sharing on or something like that. Because, you know, I don't know.
Or maybe we wait until he gives her a reason to not trust him. I mean, it has been a couple of years. It's not like it's been a couple of months.
Right.
People can change. They can learn from their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got to be willing to trust him enough to give that a chance. Then if he missteps, then she has legitimate reason to be, I think, concerned.
Okay.
Or am I just being naive? I like to try to find the benefit, give people the benefit of the doubt and find, you know, the best parts of people.
Didn't you have an ex-boyfriend that dated
sure
other
did. She did it for four okay. years. Sure did. Sure
okay,
did.
All right.
Yeah.
I was just, yeah. I mean, I'm not, I was just, yeah. I was trying to remember exactly the...
Yeah, 4 years. But see, I okay. never suspected a thing.
Sure.
He's real good at it.
Okay, well, maybe, okay.
Kudos.
All right, kudos. So is this...
But once I found out, I was out.
Yeah. So I guess, are you saying maybe she goes down your same path?
Well, here's the thing. Yes, she knows about his past. And he knows that she knows about his past. And so he's telling her he's changed. It's been several years. So... do we give him that benefit of the doubt? Like, okay, I'm trusting you. And knowing that if he screws up like one time, she's gone. Okay. There's like no grace period.
Okay. Haley says, nope. If he has to, quote, think about it, red flag.
Okay.
Another says, text in and says, with his past, he has to earn that trust.
Okay.
Now Ray says he hasn't done anything to her.
Yeah.
And she chose to take a chance and date him, so she needs to just relax.
I mean, I tend to think, yeah, I mean, you can't continue to always punish someone for their past mistakes if they are truly trying to say, I don't want to be like that anymore.
I mean, okay, so...
she could be his redemption story.
Sure, but is part of that having him... meet her halfway and understand that he's had a past that has been questionable and say, okay, I see what you're saying. Maybe maybe we just do this. I still think maybe there's a compromise in there somewhere.
Oh, okay. Well, what would you agree to? Because that's the thing. Is that he's out the gate. He's already feeling like that he is going to be under constant surveillance. And that's like a lot of pressure to put on a new relationship that they're trying to build.
I mean, I think location sharing is fine.
Okay, but then that kind of will open up a lot of questions like, why I saw that you were there. Why were you there? That kind of a thing.
I
just feel like it's going to be a recipe for both of them to be a little bit too concerned, all caught up with that stuff.
I don't know, but if he's not doing anything that's bad, then, you know, whatever. I mean, it could be detrimental to her, to Tara, because she might fixate on that stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if they're starting off being that overly concerned about what he's doing and all, I just don't think that's going to set them up to be able to have a trusting, healthy relationship.
So we did get a message from a listener who said, look, me and my wife were both cheaters in past relationships. We have access to each other's phones and locations since day one of dating. That's how we built the trust. It made a great foundation after 10 years.
Okay. So I see that perspective, too.
So there is a
But that was both of them, like, I get it.
Of course, Tara's not telling us her past either.
No, I mean, she's not. All of this is like it's almost like he's entering the situation as the villain and he's got to redeem himself to give him a chance.
Right, we don't know anything about Tara. Tara could have been running around too, you know, who knows?
Yeah, then Bethany's like, you know, that's twice that you know of.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, once a cheater, always a cheater. He's cheated not once but twice. Without trust, there's no base for a good relationship. Go with your gut.
Okay,
so
her gut is a little bit wishy-washy. That's why she came to us. She's like, I
was trying to like lay down the hammer, but he's all like, nope, I'm out. Now she's like, well, was I too harsh?
Right, exactly. So yeah. I don't know. All right, so let's come to kind of an answer for Tara here. I think that I like the compromise idea. Kelly's more like, hey, maybe you should just let him
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Give you a reason to not trust him.
And if he does give you a reason, then you're gone. As long as he knows that you screw up one time,
all right,
I'm out.
All right. Well, Kelly's the woman in this. So woman to woman, Kelly's saying to Tara, look, just let him give you a reason to not trust him. But otherwise,
that's the hopeless romantic in me that's trying to see the good in him and believe him that he's truly changed and turning the corner and is going to connect himself honestly in a relationship from now on.
Okay, so there you go. Good luck to you, Tara, and hope it all works out for you.